This is Weekend Arts. Fenella Kernebone is my name, and we are coming to you live on RN from the Paramasala Festival in Parramatta. It's a very big hour, of course, across RN. And I must say, I'm pretty excited to introduce you to our next guests. The Age newspaper has credited our next guest, opera singer Heather Lee, as having Australia's purest voice, which is pretty good. Now, Heather is performing here at Paramasala in about an hour's time, so I'll have to keep this pretty quick. The show that Heather is performing in is called Diva Divine, and it explores the life of her great aunt, who was also an opera singer. And so Heather's here with me. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
Good to have you here. And also joining me is the writer and director of the show, Larry Buttrose. Welcome, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Larry, let's start with you. Tell me a bit about Diva Divine, the show that you wrote and directed, being performed in less than an hour. That seems like it's a tight hour for you here.
Well, we did a preview last weekend at Katoomba, and the show is co-presented by Katoomba Theatre Company and Heather. It's loosely based on the story of her great-great-aunt, a lady called Ada Parsons, who did a tour of concert tour of India in the 1890s. To that, we have added a love story and a suitably tragic operatic ending.
Why did that story, though, Larry, appeal to you as a writer, as a director?
Well, Heather brought it to me, and I thought, here's a fantastic opportunity to create something which is truly multicultural. And so that's why it's not surprising that we're premiering it at Paramasala.
Okay. Heather, hello.
Hi.
So tell me a bit more about this story.
Yes.
It is very personal.
It is.
A bit more detail about what Larry's just said.
When I used to visit my grandmother when I was a little girl, she used to talk about her auntie. She used to talk about how beautiful she was and what a beautiful voice she had, and that she used to go on tours. And one of these tours she went on was India. And tragically, she passed away there. She died of malaria.
Okay. And she was an opera singer. So
she was an opera singer.
And tell me a bit more about what you know about what she was like, and that trip to India as well.
Well, it's sketchy, but I know that she was over there in 1899, and she was a very beautiful woman, and she had a beautiful voice.
And that's what we're going to be hearing some examples of that.
Yes.
As well today. The word divine that's in the title, Larry, mm-hmm. Diva Divine, it has a lot of meanings. Larry, can you set that up for me?
Well, it does. The work does explore. I mean, it's 50 minutes long. It's a small
short
piece.
One.
But as much as you can in 50 minutes, it explores aspects of mortality and the Indian and European perspectives on death and life itself. And she goes from one point of view to another, because the man who she falls in love with, who initially courts her, is an Indian nationalist. And so through him, she gains this other perspective on the fact that India needs its independence from Britain.
And in the show, Heather, you explore Western and Eastern music as well. Is that right?
Yes, yes. So I've always been in love with India and have travelled there many times. So, you know, when I thought I'd like to put a show together about my grandmother's auntie, I thought, well, perfect. Because I am an opera singer too, and, you know, I sing Indian songs and Indian classical.
The parallels between yourself as a singer and your great-aunt, I mean, do you know how she became an opera singer in the first place?
No,
sketchy.
Just like all the rest of us do, I guess, you know.
And what about the India that she encountered in the 1890s? What was that like at that time?
It would have been pretty hot for her, wearing those you know, corsets and bustles and everything. So the costume I wear is pretty
show?
Warm. Yes. But then she's liberated, because she you know, when she falls in love with this beautiful man, he encourages her to wear Indian dress, which I do. I change into Indian dress.
So it's constantly shifting during the show.
Yes, it is.
Larry, how about for you to recreate that time of, you know, in place, you know, that person on stage, 1890s, it's the peak of the Raj, you know, an English woman travelling overseas and, you know, in the late 19th century. Mm-hmm. It's a very specific time, isn't it?
It is. It's the heyday of the Raj, and it's the height of Victorian England as well. And so she is a true creature of Victorian England. But in terms of the India of that period, we create it with word pictures. It's written into the script. And the places that she tours, first of all, she's in Bombay, then she's in Madras, then Calcutta, which at the time was the capital of India, and finally Delhi. And along the way, she slowly changes her point of view and, in fact, her personality, and becomes a slightly different person and a slightly fuller person through the experience.
And every time you're performing on stage, Heather, to be in the position of someone that is a forebear as well, what is that experience like for you? Do you feel like you're singing through her with her operatic experience?
Yes, I feel like I am, very much so.
Okay.
Maybe it's a karmic thing, I don't know.
It may well be.
Yeah.
Well, Heather, you're going to be singing for us in just a moment, which I think is fantastic. And I know that in your experience as a singer that you sing in many different languages and mm-hmm. many styles. So is there a range? Tell me a bit more about the range in Diva Divine.
The range is the arias of Bellini and Donizetti and Mozart. And, the repertoire that opera singers were singing then. And then... And then I start singing an Indian love song between Sita and Ram, which I will sing for you today. And the range in, well, I sing the Queen of the Night, which goes up to a top.
Are you doing that for us today?
Yes.
Are you?
Oh, no, not here.
To make sure the sound recording equipment's calibrated.
Exactly. Things could smash.
You never know. Well, this is RN and this is Weekend Arts, and we are coming for you live from the Paramasala Festival. And Larry Buttrose is the writer and director of Diva Divine, and also Heather Lee is our singer. And as I said earlier, they're going to be performing live on stage themselves very, very soon. So I think we might actually have a performance right now from Heather Lee. So, yes, Larry, could you set it up?
And thankfully, I'm not performing live on stage now.
And thankfully
Heather,
for me as well.
It is a one-woman show.
So can you tell us a bit more about what Heather's about to do, Larry?
Yes, I believe she's going to sing Raghupati,
yep.
which is the first Indian song which she sings. When this gentleman professes his admiration for her and begins to court her, she, of course, wonders whether she should rebuff his advances, because that is what a woman would do in an opera. But she decides that she would at least sing for him. And so she sings this traditional Indian song.
Okay. Heather Lee, live on Weekend Arts for RN and performing from the Diva Divine.
Chip your tour, see the
Heather Lee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Live on RN's Weekend Arts. And another song, Heather?
It's my son playing tabla, my 9-year-old son.
That was your son playing tabla?
Yes, yes.
And amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's take it away.
Yeah.
One more performance from Heather Lee from the show The Diva Divine.
This is the Donizetti. Yeah, the Donizetti. And the young widow Norina is reading a passage about idealistic love from a romance novel, sort of Mills and Boone, and tosses the book aside and reveals the truth of love and all that she knows of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Amazing. Heather Lee performing live for us on RN Weekend Arts, and of course joined by Larry Buttrose, who is the writer and director. And if you are in Paramasala, I think you might have to go along and see their show very, very soon. It's on in just a little while. Fenella Kernebone is my name, and this is RN, and we are live for you at Paramasala.